I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the refugee crisis drags on in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, it's actually making fewer headlines. But the crisis is far from over. Thousands of people in the DRC are displaced because of terrible violence in the east. Some of it's tribal, some political. But the outcome's the same. John Cadd with Mission Aviation Fellowship says the refugee camp in Bunia isn't far from their ministry base, so they're giving out tarps, food, and hygiene items. A local chaplain with MAF has even gone to share the gospel.
Security has been a little bit better, and he's been able to show the Jesus film as an evangelistic tool. And the response is amazing. You know, I ask him questions like, okay, how many people went there this last night? And he said, it's hard to count. The entire camp came.
And we'll end today in East Africa, where physical impairments carry a heavy stigma. Years ago, Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries met a severely handicapped boy named Robert. Robert couldn't walk, so he dragged himself around in the dust. That is, until one of Set Free's donors paid for a series of corrective surgeries.
This past trip, I'm in a school, and there's Robert. He's grinning from ear to ear, and I said, Robert, can you walk? And he jumped to his feet, and he came to me.
More important than his healing, Robert also found hope and salvation in Christ.
I will lift you out of the pit. I will lift you out of the miry clay. I will set your feet upon a rock. That's the gospel. So Robert, picked out of the miry clay, picked out of the dust, and he gets to know who Jesus is. He's a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.